Tech Support by Bright Ellen. Read by Night Tracer as Bodhi,
Sylvain as K2SO,
and Gondolin as Cassianander.
Fandom Rogue One. Summary: K2 is an affectionate drunk.
Cassian.
K2's voice was louder than he typically produced it.
Cassian.
Bodhi looked up from tinkering with the U-Wing's hypercom to see what had K so insistent. The droid was turned in the pilot seat to face Cassian, who was still at the controls, even as they were grounded on an uninhabited planet, hours hyperspace from any civilization.
Cassian!
K said again, even louder, and Cassian finally turned to look at him. Bodhi couldn't see his face clearly, but there was a good likelihood he was raising his "This better not waste my time" eyebrow.
Cassian, your well-being is my primary directive.
Cassian, to Bodhi's surprise, didn't laugh it off or ignore Kay. Instead, his posture softened, and his voice was warm when he murmured,
I know, Kay.
It's not because you rescued me,
Kay said, in the same tone of great importance. Bodhi was starting to worry. Had Kay gotten a virus? It both calmed and confused Bodhi that Cassian didn't sound alarmed.
No?
No,
Kay explained, now gesturing unsteadily with one hand.
And it's not because you clearly need it. Lots of people need rescuing, and I don't prioritize them.
That's true.
I actually haven't been able to determine the reason. Every time I run an analysis, the result is different.
Maybe you're missing some variables.
I must be. But I was saying, you're...
There was a long pause. Bodhi got up. Before he could open his mouth, though, Kay found the rest of his thought.
The least objectionable organic.
Thanks, Kay.
Cassian was... Was that a blush? Or was he just too warm? Bodhi was completely sure he'd never seen Cassian blush. Are you all right? Bodhi finally spoke up. Is he all right? Cassian's smile turned wry.
K2 is an affectionate drunk.
Kay jerked back slightly.
For the 14th time,
he admonished, indignation much more emotional than usual.
I'm incapable of being intoxicated.
For the 12th time, I'll stop calling you drunk when you find a better word for how you are right now.
Cassian was looking at Kay with soft amusement.
Haven't seen you this sauced in months. How long has it been since your last reboot?
Only...
Kay trailed off, optics blinking rapidly.
4.7 times as long as usual.
Oh, Bodhi grinned in relief. If you've gone that long without clearing your working memory, no wonder you're loopy. I'm impressed you made it through the last few hours without crashing. Kay processed this. He waved a finger.
I am an Imperial... reprogrammed.
He blinked.
I'm very stupid right now. Yes, I should reboot.
Cassian looked to Bodhi.
Watch the sensors?
Of course.
Come on, then,
Cassian said to Kay as he stood.
Let's get you to the charging dock.
Kay stood up, a bit jerky as his motor control appeared to be slightly out of sync.
I can plug myself in without assistance.
Cassian's eyes crinkled.
Maybe.
Bodhi moved aside to let them pass. Kay wound up using the bulkhead and ceiling for balance, while Cassian's hand hovered just behind Kay's lower back, ready in case he fell.
Can or can't?
Cassian said, just above a whisper.
You don't have to.
Yes.
Kay's vocabulator was still too loud.
I know.
The end.